you know, obviously this last fiscal year that we're still in was a difficult budgetary process. We both negotiated at length with each other here in the Senate, as well as with the administration and our friends in the House. And over 9 months, we had lots of starts and stops. And I know everyone here was frustrated. I know the people of Pennsylvania were frustrated that we couldn't get to a completion. Finally, just a few weeks ago, we passed yet another budget to the governor. And the governor, in his wisdom, decided to allow it to become law and to bring the budgetary debate to an end for the fiscal year of 2015 and 16. Part of the budgetary process is not only passing the general appropriations bill, but also passing a fiscal code. The fiscal code is more or less an implementation bill for the general appropriations bill. And there's a lot of variety of issues within the fiscal code that have to do with budgetary implementation and other budgetary issues. Mr. President, the governor decided to veto that bill. And what he did when he vetoed the bill, he put us in a fairly precarious position. He named a variety of reasons in his veto message. I believe he had four particular items that he was concerned about. Two of them have to do with regulations on conventional wells and unconventional wells, and one of them had to do with, one was that, and the other one had to do with air quality standards. And so he had trouble with that. But the other two had to do with education, which was really the centerpiece of the debate in the Commonwealth over this budgetary year, was the amount of trying to raise funds for our public schools. And he vetoed the one part of the education that component that he vetoed dealt with the formula and how we drive the money out to the schools that we passed in the general appropriations bill, which included $200 million that would go to our public schools. And in the general appropriation bill, there's a very clear statement in the end that says that to drive this new money out, that the governor would need a formula to do that. But when he vetoed the fiscal code, he vetoed that formula. Now let's review the formula a little bit. The formula that we used in our fiscal code to drive the $200 million out was a product of many years' work of our bipartisan commission that many members of this chamber served on. Senator from Lehigh County, I believe, chaired the commission. Our education chair from Lancaster County was on that commission as well. The senator from Lebanon County as well was on that commission, as well as many on the other side of the aisle, the senator from Chester County, the senator from Dauphin County, and the senator from Allegheny County. The leader of the Democratic caucus, we're all on that commission. And after a lot of hard work, obviously the idea was, how can we get a fairer formula? That, you know, the money that we were driving out was still causing a significant disparity in funding for our schools. We had winners and losers. Unfortunately, the old formula was not driving out in a way that was allowing for a standard that every school, through state dollars, could provide a quality education. Some schools were getting a significant amount of dollars, some schools were not, and it was providing a disparity. And so this commission worked very hard and came up with this new formula. I think it was unanimous, it was bipartisan, and they developed this formula. And so we used this formula as a way to drive out the new money. We figured this was a way to get started. We just created $200 million new dollars to go to our schools that we should begin immediately to drive out this formula, this money, in a way that was bipartisan and it was, you know, attempted to be fair so that all our school districts could begin, or not just begin, but have a chance to provide that quality education for our students. When the governor vetoed that formula, he left us with not having any formula because he vetoed it. So we didn't have any formula to drive out this money. So the governor, on his own discretion, which we challenged legally that he has this ability, just made one up. He just decided to make up a new formula. Wasn't any consult with the legislature, wasn't any bill that we passed and sent to him. It was strictly a figment of his imagination. Just drew it up got a pen and a pencil and drew it up and said, I'm going to drive the money out this way because that's the way I want to. Well, I'm not a student of the Constitution like my friend from Lebanon County, but my Constitution tells me that you need legislation to do just that. And so the governor, in our opinion, is in violation of the law by driving out this money. The other component, and I'll come back to that in a minute, the other component that he vetoed, dealing with education, is a program that we call PlanCon. PlanCon is a reimbursement from the state to our, the state, Pennsylvania, to our local school districts for school construction. And a lot of this reimbursement is after the schools are built. There's a process, it's a very lengthy process, one that we've debated for some time, that has been very difficult for schools to get reimbursed and for us to keep up with the demand for that school construction. Mr. President, so in our attempt in the general appropriation bill, what we in the fiscal code is we set up a new process and we developed a bond that would remove completely the backlog of all construction projects in the system for PlanCon. So all our schools, this is a significant victory for our schools that we're waiting for reimbursement. We're now all be able to get reimbursed immediately. See, the general appropriation bill in the past had a $300 million general appropriation line. And unfortunately, as much money as that sounds, we weren't putting a dent in getting to the backlog of all the projects that our schools were waiting for reimbursement for. And really, it was the governor's administration who began the discussion on PlanCon, that we needed a new way. And to his credit, we took his idea and tried to build upon it. And so in the fiscal code, we put in the language, the same language we agreed to with them in December, to create a new process, not only to remove completely the backlog of our school construction project, which is hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to our school districts, but it also would set up a new system to move forward on PlanCon and reimbursing school districts in the future. The governor vetoed that and talked about it in his veto statement. It's something he didn't want to do, even though we agreed to it in December. So what is the impact? What is the impact of both vetoing the school construction that our schools could be reimbursed for and changing the formula from a formula that was bipartisan, unanimous for this commission, that he just threw out and created his own? Clearly, you have an impact, because even though we have now $200 million new dollars for our school districts, by vetoing billions for PlanCon, the school districts are actually now behind where they started the year before. Even if we'd had that $300 million in the general appropriation bill, they'd barely be ahead. But we don't even have that because we were planning on being able to do this bond to remove the projects. Now, a lot of people come here and say these things are political, and I'll actually give the governor credit. When you look at the impact that he has imposed upon our school districts, it's bipartisan. It's bipartisan. No matter what, it seems like almost no matter what part of the state you're from, you're taking a hit by the governor's change of his formula. I mean, let me just go through some of these school districts and the impact, because these are real life. This is not something that's made up. This is real dollars and cents to these school districts. These school districts who waited 9 months to actually finally get a budget. Reading School District, because of the change of the formula, lost $3.6 million. Because of the loss of PlanCon, lost $8.4 million for a total of over $12 million that the Reading School District was going to get if the governor signed the bill, but now will not get because of his veto. Erie School District, $1.1 million lost in the formula, $1.5 million lost in PlanCon, almost $3 million lost because of the governor's veto. The Northeast School District, over $4 million lost because of the PlanCon veto. Harrisburg School District, almost $1 million in funding formula, $2.5 million in PlanCon, for a total of almost $3.5 million lost to the Harrisburg School District because of the governor's veto. Central Dauphin School District, another one here locally, $300,000 for formula, basic ed subsidy, and $1.5 million for PlanCon, for a total of almost $2 million lost by this school district because of the governor's veto. Westchester lost $1 million. Johnstown lost three quarters of $1 million. Scranton School District lost almost $2 million. Hazleton lost $3.5 million. The Allentown School District, which is a Republican school district, I suppose, almost $5.5 million lost because of the governor's veto. This is real world. This is a real impact. Now, I get, you know, when you're moving money around, someone loses and someone gets. And, you know, obviously, you know, the big difference, the Philadelphia School District, which in our formula would have gotten $44 million above what they got before, which is a significant increase. Under the governor's formula, he adds another 32 to the Philadelphia School District. So now it's 70-some million new dollars. Now, I don't have a problem with the Philadelphia School District's got its challenges, and we certainly want to be supportive of it. But I don't think we were pikers or short on our commitment when we got $44 million new dollars to the Philadelphia School District. So, you know, this change certainly helps them, but it hurts most of the rest of the state. And that's why we went with a non-political, fair funding commission that a bipartisan commission put forward. So, Mr. President, this amendment would restore the basic ed formula, first of all, to give us a formula which we don't have today, so we don't have to have a court battle whether the governor has the power that he thinks he has by creating his own formula. So that would take care of that issue, but would also put PlanCon back in place so we could have school construction to reimburse our schools for the construction that they've been waiting for, and remove a backlog which would have a major positive impact on our school districts if we can get this done. So here's a second chance. We'll meet the governor halfway. We're not going to put back in some of the things that he objected to. We will take that up on another matter, another day. But we do insist upon the education dollars. We do insist upon having a fair funding formula. We do insist on having a PlanCon program that reimburses our schools for construction. You know, as much as we fought for the months to get new dollars to our schools, at the end of the day, with the governor's veto, we're now behind where we started the year before. 9 months to be behind where we started the year before because of the governor's veto. So this is a second opportunity. A second opportunity, hopefully, meeting the governor halfway, keeping a couple things out that he didn't want, but putting a couple very important things back in our school districts' funding so that they could have the positive impact that this budget was intended for them to have all along.